Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for joining me this morning here in the studio of LICICS Broadcasting Network. I am your coach, master coach, here at the studios of LICICS Broadcasting Network. And today's show is the LePaz show sessions. And LePaz, what that means? Life Interceptive Program and Services Solution for at-risk individuals. We're doing a LePaz session, and I think we're doing a LePaz session number 4, and our topic today is the at-risk teen females. I was listening at the other show about the at-risk teen males, and that was a very good show. And today we are going to tackle teen females, which I have three daughters. One is a pre-adult teen female. She right there, 19, 20, she right there. She here, she crossing over. I have another daughter who is 17, so she's right there in that teen female category. And then I have a daughter who's coming up nine years old. Won't be long before she'll be 10, 11, 12. And she's a, what we call a pre, I call a pre teen. She ain't a teen yet, but she's knocking on the back door. She's coming on up. At a while, she's 9, now she'll be 10, 11, 12, 13. But we live in a different time, and children are progressing faster than they did during my time and probably some of your times and your mom's time and your granddad's time. Our children are far more advanced. Learning is far more different. But today we're talking about at-risk teen female. Number one question off the bat is, are they at risk? Those categories I just called out dealing with my own children, are they at risk? Yes, they are. Is my preteen adult daughter at risk? Yes, she is. Is it scary? Yes, it's scary. Is my teenage daughter, 17, who's a teenager, is she at risk? Oh, man, yes, she is. Is it scary? Oh, it's scary, man. When you look at all the stuff going on out there and all of the stuff that is happening to teenagers and all of the possibilities and the things that could go wrong, it is a very scary time. It's scary. And the kidnapping of girls and selling them in the sex trade and that trafficking industry, it's scary, man. It's scary. It's scary. I'm sure it's scary for other parents. But this is the world we live in. So today we're going to deal with, we're going to jump right in and we're going to move real quick because I got some things I want to cover. And today we're dealing with at-risk teen females. When your teen daughter leaves your house, father, or leaves your sight, she's at risk. Let me clarify this so you can truly understand. When you drop off your little girl, your baby girl, your little girl, your 9-year-old or your 11, 12, 13, when you take them somewhere and drop them off, when they leave your sight, when they get out of your sight, they at risk. They are at risk. When they go on trips, when they go to other states and the trips where they stay, they're at risk. I think about my baby, my daughter, when they got a field trip coming up here. She's going up to Atlanta somewhere. And I think about the traffic, and I said, man, as soon as my daughter get on that bus going to Atlanta, she's at risk. She's at risk. The possibilities of things happen. Anything can happen. We can't say nothing won't happen because anything could happen. So she's at risk. Ain't no different than me and you, man. Ain't no different than adults. And I'm just fast-raising adults, females. wandering off by themselves, going on long trips by themselves. That's very dangerous. She's at risk. Yeah, yeah. Wife, when you leave home driving to work, if you got to drive a long way, you got to drive 2 or 3 hours on the highway by yourself, when you left home, left your husband, and got in that car and started driving that two-hour drive to your job, that long, winding ride down the road, you are at risk. You are at risk. If you stop at a service station, you're at risk. If you're traveling, you could break down side the road. You're at risk. Anything can happen. But we cannot go bed our head in the sand like an ostrich and don't live in this world. Danger is all around. At risk is all around. Knowing how to deal with it is another thing. Now, I got to move real quick because I got a lot of things here I want to cover. Informing at-risk teen females. Who or what is informing you as an at-risk or as a who or what? Who is what? Who or what is informing you? Negatively or positively? Who is informing, who or what is informing you as a pre-adult teen female, a teen female and a pre-teen female? That is very important. Who or what is informing you about the life, about how to live at this age? What are you getting your information? What, who or what? Who and what is mentoring you? What are you getting your patterns from? Who are you patterning your life at? Is it negative informing? Or is the information you're getting about being a pre-adult teen male or about being a preteen female or a teen female, who are you getting your information from, that negative information? And you're patterning yourself and your practices and your ways and your morals are on the negative side. Because you're listening to a negative influencer. Your mentor is negative. So you have a negative perspective about your life at this age. So you're not following the positive, you're following the negative because you have a negative influencer. Now, you have a negative influencer, you walk in negative things. So if you're a pre-adult teen male and you're negative and everything you do is wrong, I mean, you don't want to do nothing right. You don't want to do what's right. You don't want to do the things that build you up, that edify you, that promotes you, that take you. You don't want to do those things. You do what's wrong. You have a knack for doing what's wrong. You just do what's wrong. You already been in the prison system. You already been to jail. You already, the police know you by your first name. You have a knack for doing what's wrong. But it didn't have to be that way. When it came time to receive, because see, everybody has a mentor. If you are living in this world, somebody is mentoring you. Somebody is speaking into your life, whether it's negative or positive. If you had a negative father and a negative mother, and they always told you what you couldn't do, what you wasn't going to be, and they was always telling you what you wasn't going to be, what you wasn't going to mount to, you ain't going to be nothing. You ain't going to be nothing. You're probably going to wind up a blank in the streets. You ain't going to be this. You ain't going to do that. You ain't going to do this. You ain't going to do that. That's negative influence, and they're giving you negative information, and that negative information that they're giving you, if you receive it, it's shaping and molding you. So I wanted to do that so we understand as I go forward real quick through these things what I mean by negative and positive. Positives don't tear down, it builds up. It helps increase you. It helps stable and balance you. Positive information, positive information gives you insight on what to do to make your life successful. So when you have a negative task down, if you had a father who was abusive and always talked down to you and never poured nothing into you and never built you up, then what he's done, he's helped shape and mold your negative psyche, your negative way of seeing things. Ain't nobody got to beat you down, baby. Ain't nobody got to tell you down. You beat your own self down. You tell your own self what you can't do. You tell your own self you don't look good. I don't care if everything you got on costs $1,000 a piece. I don't care if your clothes, even your glasses cost $1,000. Your weave and the hair you got on costs $1,000. The coat, the jacket, the shirt costs $1,000. You got on a coat costs $1,000. You got on a shirt. Your undergarments, they cost $1,000. Your sock costs $1,000. Your shoes. You got over $20,000 worth of clothes on. You got on $20,000 worth of stuff, girl, and you're standing in the mirror telling yourself you ain't nothing. Telling yourself you can't make it. Telling yourself, and you got on $20,000 worth of clothes. You bought all that stuff to make yourself feel good, and you're standing in the mirror tearing yourself down. This don't look right. I'm ugly. Ain't nobody got to do it. Ain't nobody got to do it because somebody tore you down. Somebody constantly tore you down. They tore you down. They ate you up. They tore you down. Now you stand in the mirror because of all that negativeness you receive, and you do the very thing they did. You now tear yourself down. So be careful of the information you receive. Be careful of the information that comes to you. Be careful who feeds you information about how to be a pre-adult teen female and how to be a teen female and how to be a preteen. Be careful of negative words and negative things. No. Always seek for the positive. Seek for that edifies, that builds up, that adds value, that adds worth, that helps you get your morals right, helps you develop a strong character, helps you get a strong spine, that causes you to be a better person. Now, who or what is educating you? Who or what is educating you as a pre-adult teen female, as a teen female, and as a pre-teen female? Who or what is educating you on how to be these, how to be a pre-adult teen female, how to be a teen female, how to be a pre-teen female? Who or what are you listening to? Where is this education from? Is it BET? Is BET your education system? Is BET your education system on how to be a pre-adult teen female? Is BET your education system teaching you how to dress? You dressing because of what you see on BET? Or is it MTV? Mm-hmm. Or is it video hits? What is it? You dressing like the girls you see on the video because you think that's how teen girls should look? You dressing like the girls you see on video? You know? That's how you dressing? That's how you want to look? Because you think that's the way it should be? That's negative. It's negative. See, when you ain't got no value and your worth for yourself, then you walk in negativity. See, not having no worth and value is negative. Having worth and having value for yourself is positive. In order to get that, you got to be around the positives. See, in order to get worth and value for yourself, pre-adult teen female and teen female and pre-teen female, you got to be around worth and value. You got to be around a positive flow. You got to education meaning increasing your knowledge, increasing your wisdom, increasing your understanding about things. What kind of knowledge have you accumulated about living as a pre-adult teen female? What kind of knowledge, what kind of understanding, what kind of wisdom do you have? Is it negative or positive? Were you raised by a negative mother who never had nothing good to say about you? Who never poured into you positive things? Because her life did not go the way she wanted it to, and her life did not, and now she's destroying yours? Where is the source that's educating you about these things you're going through in your life now as a pre-adult teen female? My pre-adult daughter called me, and we have sessions. Mm-hmm. She called me, and I do sessions with her. I'm my daughter's life coach. I do sessions with her, empowerment sessions, motivation sessions, inspiration sessions, educational sessions. I give her things. I help build her up. I help motivate her. I help inspire her. I'm the positive in her life. She has a very good mom. My mom did a very good job with her. Her mom is a positive person. So my daughter has a positive foundation that she has been receiving from that is teaching her and educating her about life. So she should do very well in life as a woman because she had access to a lot of positivity. Not saying that negativity wasn't around her, but she's had access to a lot of positive influence, positive information, positive education about life. Now, moving right along. Mm-hmm. Now, the next one is impacting. Impacting your life, impacting. Who or what is impacting your life? Who or what is the impact force in your life? You were going wrong, but when you talk to this person, you just go and do right. Mm-hmm. Is it your grandmother? Is it your grandfather? Is it your mom? Is it your dad? Is it coach? Who is it that you talk to that even when you're going wrong, you will turn around and go back the right way because they are such an impact on your life? Is the impact in your life negative or positive? Let me explain that to you. You're a beautiful young girl, you're a beautiful teenage girl, or you're a beautiful preteen girl, or you're a beautiful pre-adult teen girl, but your daddy is a very negative man. He sold drugs most of his life. And you saw what happened with him selling drugs and the people that hung around and the things you had to deal with and going through that. That was a negative impact on your life. It had a negative impaction on your life. And mom drunk a lot and you grew up there and you come home, mom laid out drunk on the floor and then passed out. That's a negative impact on your life. If you were bullied all during your childhood years, and now you have this fear of sitting in places and eating or dealing with people, that's a negative impact on your life. That's a negative impact. Children who have pre-adult and all pre-adult teens pre-adult teen females and teen females and pre-teen females who have witnessed things they shouldn't have witnessed when it comes to their parents, say, you know, like murder or like killing, and they witnessed that, or their daddy did something to their mother in front of them, say he cut their mother or he shot their mother. That is a negative impact on the psychic of that person. So who or what is impacting you? Have you had so much negative impact that it has paralyzed you as a pre-adult teen female that because you had such a negative impact, and I'm leaving out the word molestation, but a lot, you know, some young women, they go through that. Uncles and rape them or molest them, and it leaves a negative impact on their psyche. That's a negative impact. But always seek for the positive. Negative and positive. But always seek for the positive. The positive is greater than the negative. Because the positive builds up. You go out there now and crank up your car, it's that positive charge. The negative acts as a ground, but the positive is what starts your vehicle. You see, the positive allows you to move forward. The negative calls you to stop. The negative calls you not to be immobilized. So moving right along, because I got to hurry up. We were talking about changing. Who or what is helping promote change in your life, in the negative or the positive? Is the changes you're making negative because you are receiving negative influence? And you're now making all these negative changes. You was a good girl. You did right in school. Now you don't make nothing but else. And now you're getting in trouble at school, and parents got to keep renting out to the school. Now they're talking about kicking you out of school, pre-teen female. And you used to be a good A student, but you started hanging with the wrong girls. You started hanging with the wrong crowd. You had this desperate desire to fit in, this desperate need to be accepted, so you start hanging with the wrong clan. And that clan at school is troublemakers. And now you're getting a rap and a record about yourself. You really don't mean no harm. You just want to be accepted. And you're tired of being outside. You want to be in. So you join this club, you join this group, but they rob, they steal, they do evil things. And now it's affecting you. It's having a negative impact. And you're receiving negative information. And everything is negative, and you're going in a negative direction. You need a positive connection. You need a positive connection. You need a positive change. You need a positive change. You need to change from the negative to the positive. You need a change. You need a positive change. You need a positive flow. So moving on down to developing your life. Who or what is helping you develop your life as a pre-adult teen female, as a teen female, and as a preteen? Who or what are you looking to that's help shaping and develop the cortex of your thinking, the parameter of your character, the dynamics of your lifestyle and your living? Who or what are you listening to that's helping shape and mold that? You're not listening to the advice of your mother. You are at war with your mother. You call her crazy and stupid. And all she's doing is giving you sound wisdom, sound knowledge, and sound advice. She knows the danger. She knows the trouble. She knows the wolves, the sharks, the tigers, the lions, and the bears that are out there waiting on you. She knows them because she's been through that road. But you are fighting her. You are fighting against her wisdom, fighting against her knowledge, fighting against her understanding, fighting against her love. But you're receiving that of the negative. That's telling you, don't talk back to your mom. I don't listen to my mother. My mother tell me something, I tell her what to do. My mama try to talk to me, I tell her, you shut up and listen to me. That's how you, see, if that's what you're listening to, then you go home and do it to your mom. You're very disrespectful. You are unruly. You are you're ungrateful. You know, you just turn into evil. Because what? You're following the negative back. You're in a negative stance. You're developing a life full of negativity that's going to have negative results. Now, moving right ahead, but you should be developing a life that is full of positivity, that have positive results, that cause you to be successful, that cause you to live a good life. But you got to get some wisdom and knowledge and understanding about who and what are you listening to. Even at this age here, dealing with you at risk, teen female, even at the age groups I'm calling out, you got to have some responsibility. Even the pre-teen got to be responsible. You got to be responsible. Responsibility is the number one thing in life to maturity. Responsibility helps you mature. When you become a responsible person, you mature faster. When there is no responsibility, you don't mature faster. No, you don't. You make a lot of bad choices. You make a lot of bad decisions because you are not being responsible with your life. So into developing the right character, the right lifestyle, the right foundation for you to succeed on it and move forward, you have to have a positive connection. Now, moving right along, we'll come up to developing training. Who or what is training you right now? Who are you getting your training from? What are you, a BET training you? Are you going down to, it's a prostitute? Oh, okay. You getting all your training about how to be a woman from a prostitute. I wonder where that going to lead. She teaching you, she training you how to be a woman. A woman of what? A woman of success or a woman of the night? What is she training you to do? Her profession is a woman of the night. Is she training you to be the woman of the night or a woman of success? A woman who stands firm, a woman who's successful, a woman who's positive, a woman whose character is positive. Or is she training you to be a woman of the night? Who or what are you getting your training from? Some training is negative. Some is positive. If Junior gets all his training from a drug dealer, it's not unreasonable to think that Junior gonna sell drugs at some point in his life. Because look what he was hooked to. It was a very, and if the drug dealer was teaching Junior, the best thing to do for you to do is sell drugs. So. I'm going to take care of you right now, but when you get on up, you sell drugs, you make money. See, man, just think about this, Junior. You sell drugs, man, for me, and you can wear school all kinds of tennis shoes you want, Junior. You sell these drugs with me, man. You can wear the clothes you want. And then, okay, guess what, man? You ain't got to listen to me. You be your own man. You be your own man. You walk around with Dukes of money in your pocket. You just a teenager. He's influencing Junior. He's influencing him. He's having a negative influence on him. He's training Junior for the negative role he's going to play. Who or what is training you for the negative role you're going to play in your life? Who or what is training you to go the wrong way and to be that negative person that brings forth negative results? Who or what are you listening to and getting your training from? Sister Gal down the street? Who dropped out of school? That's who you being trained how to be a woman by? Sister Gail who dropped out of school and don't do them but sit around and drink beer all day? They sit around and drink beer and smoke cigarettes and tell you to come over every day after school. I'm going to teach you how to be a woman. That's who you being trained by? It's a lot of negativity there with her. So what's she going to do? Train you how to be a woman or train you how to be a failure? In order to be trained in the pathway of success, you got to deal with people who are successful because they can teach you the things you need to know to be successful. If I don't do nothing but sit on a 5-gallon bucket all day drinking Kool-Aid out of pickle jar, and I'm telling you, I'm going to teach you how to be a man, a very successful man. You're going to be successful. You got to stop and say, well, why you ain't successful if you can teach me how to be successful? Because I can't teach you how to be. I can teach you how to sit out on a 5-gallon bucket and drink lemonade. But I can't teach you how to be successful because I'm not successful. I have too much negativity going on. I can teach you how to be negative. I can teach you how to miss your opportunities. I can teach you how to give up. I can teach you how to fail. I can teach you how to meet your breakthroughs. Who or what is training you? What are you allowing to train you? Who or what are you allowing to train you? Now, I might not be able to finish all of these things here, so the next time I come back, we'll pick up where I left off. The next one is equipping. Equipping means give me tools. Equip me with the tools I need to succeed. Equip me with the tools I need to be a better pre-adult teen female. Equip me with the things I need to succeed at this age. So who or what is equipping you? Who or what are you allowing to equip? Who or what? Who or what? What is it? Are you dealing with a negative person? Are they giving you negative tools? They're teaching you how to be hateful and bitter and how to be hateful and bitter and prejudiced. They're teaching you, they're teaching you all this negative stuff. They're giving you negative views, teaching you how to hate people, how to hurt people, how to harm people, teaching you, how to be self-righteous and caught up and absorbed in yourself and don't care about nobody. Get yours and don't be studying nobody. Do what you got to do to get yours. Even your mom, if your mom get in your way, run over her. If your daddy get in your way, run over her. And then what they don't want to give you, take it from them, steal it from them, rob it from them, because it's all about you. And it's all about you. I'm going to teach you how to live. Don't be stealing your mom and daddy. They don't want to help you, then steal it from them. They don't want to be there from you, then take it from them. Do whatever you got to do to make it, because they your enemy. When they become your enemy, they your enemy. That's right. You deal with them as though they your enemy. When they lay something down and don't, you take it. You take what you need in this world. That's a negative teacher. They say, you take it, you take it, you take it, you take it. It's not nobody else. You take it. You got to steal, steal. You ain't got no telephone, then steal somebody else's telephone. You ain't got no car, then go steal somebody else's car. Young lady, if you ain't got what you want, then steal it from somebody else. That's negative influence. That's negative. That's negative equipping. So if that's what's being sold in you, then that's what's going to come out of you. And you're not going to see nothing wrong with the things you're doing. But you need positive influence. You need a positive connection. You need a positive resource connection so that you can see and pattern your life for the better. This is Apostle Larry C. Barnes, and we've covered 9 things. We got 1, 2, 3, 4 more to go. We covered 9, but we have 4 more to go. We have 4 more to go, and I'm not going to try to get to them today because my time has gone. But I'm going to stop now, and next time I come back, we're going to do the other 4. But these are the things. Who or what is supplying you the information, the educating, that who or what is either giving you negative or positive? What are they doing here? Who or what is informing? Who or what is educating? Who or what is impacting? Who or what is promoting change in your life? Who or what is helping develop your life? Who or what is helping train your life? Who or what is helping equip your life? Who or what? Who or what is helping you? Because who or whatever you're listening to and whatever you're partaking of and whatever you're accepting is helping shape and mold your life. It's helping shape and mold your life. This is Apostle Larry C. Barnes talking to the at-risk teen female. Pre-adult teen female, teen females, and pre-teen females. I have a daughter, and he's one of those categories. So as a life coach, as a coach, I try to inform, educate, impact, promote change, help develop, help train, equip, inspire, motivate, empower, renew, and enrich the lives of my daughters. I try to be that force in their life. I try to be the positive. As a father, I try to be that positive force. And as parents, you have to be that positive force. If you should cross over into the negative, and because maybe you was angry, maybe you was upset, and you said some things you didn't want to say, but at the moment you was in the heat of anger, then you need to correct that. You need to correct that because you want to be more of a positive influencer than a negative one, because you will help shape and mold that mind and that life and that character. Thank you for joining me. Join me next Thursday, same time, same place, for LICICS Broadcasting Network shows. We will do another power-packed show at 9 o'clock next Thursday morning. Join me. I'm your host, Apostle Larry C. Barnes, and Master Life Coach of LICICS Coaching Services. Thank you for joining me. Bye-bye.